to Ready, Aim, Hire Radio. I'm Antoinette Sarpong, and thanks for listening. Ready, Aim, Hire is a student-run multimedia campaign at Centennial College. We're storytellers working together to raise awareness about youth unemployment in the Greater Toronto Area. Toronto's unemployment rate is 18.2%, and that number is even higher for racialized youth, LGBT youth, youth from certain area codes, youth with disabilities, those who've been through the criminal justice system, youth with limited personal, professional, or family networks, and youth with limited skills. In other words, youth facing multiple barriers. 27-year-old Sajitha Vijayan has beaten the odds. Vijayan is a human resources and volunteer coordinator at Plan Canada, one of the world's oldest and largest international development agencies. Vijayan and her parents came to Canada from Sri Lanka when she was six. As a teenager, like many newcomers, Vijayan found it hard to find a job with little work experience. Vijayan's career finally took off when she joined Opportunities Unlimited, a work program offered by Toronto's Youth in Motion.
I would be sending out resumes pretty much every day through different websites and things like that, but hearing no response, that was kind of frustrating.
So I went to one of those youth employment centers that are pretty much open everywhere, and one of the counselors there recommended that I join Youth in Motion. So I went through the interview process with Youth in Motion and got selected for one of their sessions and went through the month-long process that they have, just brushing up my resume, going through interview, practicing, things like that. And then one of the placements that was with Plan Canada, and that kind of worked out. I guess they liked me at Plan Canada, so they kept me.
And that first opportunity was all Vijayan needed. She's been working at Plan Canada for 4 years now, and she says she loves her job. Vijayan now recruits new interns as part of a program that assists youth in finding work.
Since I've been on the other end of the process, it's really rewarding to kind of offer them a job. That's kind of like the highlight of my job, really. I really mostly deal with interns, so it's not technically a full-time job that I'm offering them, but it is a foot in the door.
Vijayan met someone who helped her get her own foot in the door. And that person is Debbie Singh, her supervisor at Plan Canada.
She's been a great supervisor. She's given me a lot of chances to kind of find my own feet. She just saw something in me that she wanted to kind of nurture and was able to give me the different opportunities to work in the different departments, give me the different projects to see how what I can do and to just run with it sometimes, and she lets me own my own projects now, so that's the ownership is great.
Singh is the director of organizational effectiveness at Plan Canada. She works in partnership with Youth in Motion's Opportunities Unlimited program to connect youth with employers. She knows how important that first job really is.
So how does a young person present themselves to an organization when their background and experience is really coming from school? So they may be exposed to social clubs and friendships and things like that, but when they come in to present themselves in front of an employer, the professionalism isn't there because they're not used to using that. So the language is coming from the social side of what they talk to their friends about, even down to the way that they dress. And so the first impression may not be an accurate one about a person's ability to do a job. And so I think in that sense, young people struggle.
That's where Singh and her colleagues come in.
For my HR team, one of the first things that we do if someone isn't successful is to give them feedback so that they develop for the future. For programs like OUL, we actually partner with Youth in Motion, and we actually have conversations well ahead of time about what it looks like to work in the work environment, what are the behaviors, the mannerisms, the culture, and the expectations. So this way, the youth are more successful right as they get into employment.
Singh says she knew Vijayan would be successful right away.
Sujita was just a delight. I loved her approach, her professionalism. She was young, but she was also really smart, and I liked her nature, and I knew I could mentor her.
Finding someone who believes in you, a mentor as it were, is often the first, most crucial piece of the youth employment puzzle.
I think the most important things a mentor can do for a young person is to listen. I think that's really important. I think as mentors, we may want to do certain things for individuals, but what we need to realize is that young people have skills and abilities that they want to demonstrate they may not know how. So in terms of leverage for Sujita, it was to give her the space. I created the space for her to be successful and to allow her the opportunity to do things that she hadn't done and to say, it's okay if you make a mistake, I'm good with that. We will recover from it together and that will be a learning. And from that empowers her to be successful. So today she owns her own portfolio because she earned it.
TD Bank estimates that the immediate cost of youth unemployment is 0.6% of Canada's GDP. This kind of loss could leave scars on Canada's economy for years to come. So if all Canadians benefit from hiring youth, then why aren't more employers taking a chance on them?
I would say the biggest barrier for employers today is their own ignorance. They don't know what they don't know. And it takes a person who I think has been there to open up their eyes to the possibilities and the abilities. And young people are really, really smart if you give them a chance.
Debbie Singh, Plan Canada's Director of Organizational Effectiveness, says that employers in the Greater Toronto Area need to start giving more youth that chance to prove themselves.
Employer partners that are willing to create programs from entry level and groom them, knowing that when you bring them on board, you're not getting 100% capacity, you're getting 50. But that investment that you're going to get, you're going to reap the rewards long term. So it's investing now for ability a few years later. I actually think if you get more and more employers on board with tapping into young talent, I think that's the way to go. I really do. If you can find employers who support and believe in bringing along a young, talented group of people, and they can speak to other employers, that's what's going to do it. I think in part, right? Because success breeds success.
For more information on Youth in Motion's Opportunities Unlimited program, go to the website at youthinmotion.ca. Are you a youth looking for a job or an employer looking to hire? Come visit our website at readyaimhire.me. This is Antoinette Sarpong for Ready Aim Hire Radio.